Washington's new marijuana law is designed to put the black market out of business, but there have been questions about how effective it'll be. Mostly, the law aims to displace street dealers by outcompeting them, but so-called pot czar Mark Kleiman says police will be a crucial tool. He told members of Seattle City Council that law enforcement should help drive customers into the legal market by busting illegal dealers, but the government's not ready to do that.
The immediate value to the city and state of cannabis law enforcement goes up a lot the day the stores open. And I don't yet see any planning in the law enforcement community in the state or in Seattle to take advantage of that opportunity.
He notes that most of the tax revenue from pot sales will go toward public health and education, with none earmarked for law enforcement. So local governments would have to pay for any crackdown on illegal sales, even though it's really the state that would benefit. He urged council members to push for more resources from the state. But it's not clear how that would work in Seattle. Voters passed a law making marijuana enforcement the lowest priority for police, which could hamper any crackdown. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.